This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And this hour is all about how being given a chance is not enough. Just getting a ticket to ride is an insufficient dream to qualify as full participation in this American economy, society, democracy, in this American national culture. Actress Viola Davis is a star. You know her name. In 2015, she became the first African-American woman to win an Emmy for lead actress in a drama series for her role as Annalise Keating on ABC's How to Get Away with Murder. She saved her best lines for the acceptance speech.
The only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is opportunity.
That's something Viola Davis learned as a little girl from Central Falls, Rhode Island, and St. Matthews, South Carolina, growing up with five siblings in poverty, where the immediate dream was finding a meal or a bar of soap. She has stretched those dreams farther than the eyes can see, you might say, although she can see it. Viola Davis is a two-time Tony Award winner, one for her performance as Rose in August Wilson's Fences, playing opposite Denzel Washington.
Did you think I had dreams and hopes? What about my life? What about me? Don't you think it ever crossed my mind to want to know other men? That I want to lay up somewhere and forget about my responsibilities? That I wanted someone to make me laugh so I could feel good?
Viola Davis has dreams and responsibilities that are very real, even after a long and successful career. We caught up with her in the midst of her advocacy for the Vaseline Healing Project, which aims to help people in poverty and conflict zones prevent life-threatening skin infections that can undo the work of first responder humanitarian aid.
We all want to be successful. And then you reach it, and there is a disillusionment that comes. I think people would be surprised at the lack of fulfillment that it brings you. Because I think the last step that we forget is significance. Not to be kumbaya. When I pass, what do I want to leave behind?
Viola Davis told us she's actually looking forward this year to the Oscars, where some well-publicized racial missteps may just wake up America finally to a bigger set of issues in the entertainment industry than who gets some gold statues.
I can't account for people's tastes. Listen, I'm a member of the Academy. Who knows what people see when they see art? I don't know. That's something that's, you know, very subjective. But certainly, you know, you have, I don't know how many films, but you have Creed, you have Straight Outta Compton, you had Dope, you had what other film, Beasts of No Nation. I mean, we made it look like we had about 200 films with people of color out there, and they were like, nope, I'm not recognizing any of them. We only had a few, really. All right? Once again, it's a bigger problem. It's a bigger problem. It's a bigger issue than that. And I think if more people of color are out there imagined in different roles, more movies with people of color, I think it's going to be hard for them not to check the box next to those names. And I really think change is coming because it's chirping in everyone's ears.
You travel and you see, as a result of how well known you are as an artist, an embrace.
Yeah.
African-American woman, there's an embrace.
Yeah.
France, wherever you are. But Hollywood, it's a different story. And we're in this Oscar season now where, you know, celebrities are talking about, you know, as an employment issue, being not white and not straight and, you know, being different in any way, that is to say, American, is a problem. And they're telling their stories. And we're going to, this weekend, hear a lot about that in the Oscars. What's your story of that sense of how come I'm embraced everywhere in the world, but the industry where I work?
Well, I'm not sure if that's true necessarily, that I'm embraced.
Right.
I mean, what I'm saying by that, I don't know how that's defined. Because here's the problem. The problem is that it's show business. And the business of Hollywood, it's far surpasses the Oscars. The Oscars is an oversimplification of a much larger problem. It's the people who say yay and nay, who have the green light vote on movies. You can have 3,000 Academy members who are people of color, but if only two films with people of color are being produced, then we're in the same boat. So what is the problem? The problem is the films that they put out there, that they give the budget to, or the films that are already out there that are imagined with people who, with Caucasian people, that could be very well equally imagined with people of color. Because everything you are, I am too, okay? So when I say that I'm not necessarily embraced overseas, is here's the issue. The issue is the international market. The issue is I can make a film for $20 million, and if I only get $30 million back, is it worth it to do that film again? Or I can make a film for $20 million, and it can make $500 million overseas. So what does that mean? That means that people who are digging in their pockets and plopping down money to see the film. So what are you looking at? When you say you embrace me, what are you embracing me doing? So will you plop down money when I'm doing the help? Yeah, because I'm a maid. What if I were doing Annalise on the big screen and I was playing opposite, I don't know, Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt? You go see it? And if you don't see it, then you're a part of a bigger problem. And it's not just Hollywood. You just can't dump it on Hollywood. You dump it on the limited imagination of the human mind. Now that Jim Crow laws are over, segregation, slavery, it's a mindset of how, what you want to see and how you want to see us. And I'm not paying money, I don't know, to see Lupita Nyong'o roll around in bed with, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio in a movie that Alejandro Iñárritu just, you know, produced. I'd rather see Jennifer Lawrence do that. And so then you become a contributor because guess what? We need you as an audience to create art. You know? So that's why it's not just a hashtag. If it's just a hashtag, then you're putting distance between you and the problem. And you are the problem. I'm not saying you necessarily. I understand what you're saying. But people are the problem. And it's not just even Hollywood's problem.
But this wave of social change that's, you know, been centuries moving through American history, it's hitting the beach, but the beach is in our minds now.
Absolutely.
It's like we're done with the other.
But absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Look at Hamilton on Broadway.
Yeah. No, that's such a fantastic.
I mean, that says it all right there. That says it all. That the enormity of talent with people of color is there. It's just the narratives aren't there. They're being greenlit. The butts that need to be in the seat for those narratives to keep getting produced is not there. So you send a message to Hollywood.
Last one. In the annals of sponsorship partnerships and the work that's done on their behalf, certainly in the last decade with Angelina Jolie and Sean Penn, you certainly know he's sincere whether you agree with him or not.
Absolutely.
There's an intensity and a passion to the work that I think has changed the old, oh, celebrity's got a cause kind of thing. How would you describe what's changed and how, you know, a piece of you comes out in this work?
Well, you know, I'm a firm believer in the project kind of finds you. Just in a certain space that you're in. And I just also feel like, you know, this may sound like an oversimplification. You get to the point where you just, as an actor, you just want to do something that's bigger than you. You know, now celebrity is so huge. I mean, we have more television stations. You're exposed more. We have all of these award shows. I mean, just being an actor, not complaining now, it could be an overwhelming sense of just serving yourself. I don't know if it was that in the past, as much as it is today, as much focus on celebrity. And so what it causes in you is a need to inject yourself in something more significant. And I think that's what's changed. It really does. It's something just clicks one day that you just want your life to be bigger. And so the project just finds you because there are always people telling you to be a spokesperson for this or whatever. And then something clicks and you're like, oh my God, with this Vaseline Healing Project and the partnership with Direct Relief, which is an international medical aid organization, the sheer number of people that it will reach, the sheer number of lives that will be changed from it, it appeals to me. I'm at a time in my life where I have no idea how I got from this poor little girl from Central Falls to this. And I feel a responsibility to the little girl who grew up in poverty.
Award-winning actress and advocate Viola Davis.